Roger.
Just check Mr. Ngoma on the part of the other members. From what I so eine Plattform, wo es drin. My Audible, Honorable Members,
Audible Chair.
Yes, Chair, your Audible. All
right, I just checked, now we now have as other members are trying to join. Greetings, Honorable. Platform. So, the subcommittee, as you'll be aware, in terms of the notice, this is the continuation of the subcommittee that convened to interview candidates for the SABC board. Filling of the vacancy that has occurred. So we'll be taking a candidate, probably the last one, Mr. Ngoma.
Good morning, Chairperson and Honourable Members. Hi, Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes, good morning, Chair and Honourable Members. Chair, just to indicate that I've just received an apology of Ms. Sandile Matrosi. She will join us at 10 o'clock. And this morning, Chairperson, we're interviewing Ms. Sinamile Masango. She is on standby and just waiting for me to give an indication to join, and she'll be the last candidate for the SABC board. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. I think that's it, Honorable Members. We'll then continue in the way we're doing. This interview on the SABC board. We'll then switch to the other subcommittee immediately after that, noting the apologies. So we have the one of Honorable Matthews as an apology, which we'll keep on record. If the candidate is ready, as I said, you are all welcomed. If the candidate is ready, he would indeed be calling in the candidate. Of course, looking at the time, I would not spend more time on the formalities again. As I said, this is just a continuation of where we stopped the other day. Mr. Ngoma.
Yes, Chair. The candidate is on the platform, Ms. Sinamile Masango, scientist, as she appears on my list of participants. Thank you very much, Chair.
Ms. Masango, you are good. Thank you. You are welcome. This is the subcommittee that has been created by the Committee on Communications that is focusing in the main on the filling of the vacancy that has occurred in the SABC board. So the committee is created in terms of the National Assembly rules, which allow a committee to create a subcommittee. And this subcommittee then reports to that committee, and that committee reports to the House. As you'll be aware, you would have been nominated to participate in this, and the committee would have shortlisted. And that is why you are now here before the committee. And I want to take the opportunity to really welcome you and really plead with you to relax and in a way use this as an opportunity to share your experiences with the committee. We take it really as a conversation that we are having with you, and out of that engagement we can draw lessons from what you would have shared with us, and surely by the time you also leave, through interaction of members, you would have learned a few things from that interaction. I'll just deal with the formality on how we are approaching this interview. We have members of the committee drawn from different political parties on the basis of their electoral support in parliament. I will then shortly introduce them. After introduction of the committee members, we'll then allow you a 5 minutes opportunity to introduce yourself. You then also use that to reflect on your academic background, your experience, and how that could contribute if you were to be considered for the SABC board. Immediately after that, we'll then take each of the members. It will be 5 minutes per member. And in that 5 minutes, it will be the question asked by the member, as well as your responses to the questions that the member may have asked in the 5 minutes. Then we take another member in that way. I usually do not ask questions as a facilitator from where I'm sitting, but if there's a matter to uplift, I will only ask for clarity on that matter, so that I look at my notes that I did understand you. So that will be helpful in that regard. As I said, without really a waste of time, I will then go to the members of the committee, starting with the members of the ANC who are present here today. I have Honorable Kubeka. Honorable Kubeka. As Honorable Kubeka. Then we have Honorable Fagu. Honorable Fagu, are you able to show?
Morning.
Yes, I can see. Yeah, Chairperson.
All right. Honorable Fagu, so those would be from the ANC at this point. We do have Honorable Mlala from the ANC, who is not yet in the meeting. Then from the Democratic Alliance, we have Honorable Mbele. Honorable Mbele?
Morning, Chair. My camera's on.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Mbele. From the IFP, we have Honorable Machozi, who has since tendered the apology that she may join us around 10 if we're still here. We also have Honorable Bambo from the EFF, who has not yet joined the session. However, with the numbers we have, we are able to proceed accordingly with the interviews, as we have got the requirement. So once again, as I said, we'll also now give you an opportunity in 5 minutes that you introduce yourself briefly, as well as briefly your academic and experience, and how that can contribute. This is so because the members have gone through your detailed CV as received, and therefore in asking the questions, of course, they will take into account your brief introduction, but also what they've learned with interacting with your CV. It's really to get Ms. Masango out of the CV and get to interact with her finally in that school. So the time is yours as we start. Thank you. Over to you.
Am I audible, Chairperson?
Audible, and we can see you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Sihlalo wekomitini lozokuxhumana, amalungu ephelamende ahloniphekileyo, kuyintokozo enkulu ukuba la ekuseni ubani owayeyazi ukuthi intsha yaseNingizimu Afrika iyobe ithole ithuba elifana lakhe. Siyabonga indeed. This is a step to a good direction where young people, because young people are the future, and we must give him the opportunity to lead in strategic position. Igama lami nguSenamile ngokwaMasango, ngiqhamuka kwaNongoma KwaZulu-Natal. My highest qualification is Master's in Nuclear Science, passed with cum laude. Ngine diploma in project management from Varsity College. I'm also a PhD candidate in nuclear science, of which is that is in hold at the moment. I'm currently enrolled with VETS Business School for Energy Leadership. My membership is the Institute of Directors of South Africa. I am a associate member at CERN. I'm also a Gordon Key member. My experience, chairperson and members, I'm a board member at Nexa and its subsidiaries. I'm also a council member at the University of Western Cape, where I serve for free because of the passion of education. I'm a founder of two organizations, Senamile Masango Foundation and the Women in Science and Engineering in Africa. Why all of this? My passion, chairperson and members, is to serve our people, mainly the youth and people who are from disadvantaged communities, just like myself, as I said earlier, that I'm from Gwanongo. Chairperson, I believe that I am an authentic leader. I lead with my heart, with my head, and also I live with my own personal life by inspiring my followers. I'm committed, chairperson, to fairness. However, there is strategy in leadership that there is no perfect leader. I'm not perfect to chairperson and members. I love my country. I want to contribute towards its development. I'm all about serving, and I'm so proudly South African. Chairperson and members, I'm passionate about education. And I also believe that any country that invests in its youth and education has a future. I am for the next generation, and I'm all about empowerment and empowering women, particular, and persons who live with disabilities. Currently, chairperson and members, I'm working on a children's book where I'm turning my own personal story into a book. Chairperson, it's the story of resilience. It's a story of failure, not giving up. It's a story of strength. It is a story of passion. It is a story of perseverance. And it's a story of doing the impossible. I will raise money so that every girl child in Africa can own this book. I want them to be informed. More information, it's at Senamile Masango, www.senamilemasango.line or senamilemasango.com. So why I'm here today? I'm not a quitter. I believe in finishing what I've started. So members, be rest assured that there will be no resignation from me. I am a woman of steel. My determination has put me here, same as my work ethics. What value can I add to SABC? I will ensure that SABC becomes the leading, credible voice and face of our nation and the continent. So there is no need for our young people to go to Hollywood. I will ensure that SABC retain that standard of being a high performer, financial sustainability, digitized national public broadcaster that provide compelling, informative education and entertaining content. Chairperson and members, I checked the qualifications and background of the current board. It's mainly lawyers and political scientists. Then what really can Senamile Masango add to this board? Chairperson, based on my background as a BSc holder, I can add value on utilizing technology, digitization, and 4IR can bring efficiency. And again, Chairperson and members, innovation is a strategic resource that leads where any company is supposed to go. SABC is where it is today because it lacks innovation. We need to find new ways of doing things. With three innovation funds, of which is processes, services, and products, that must be reviewed. And I will assist the executive to drive that change. I will ensure that SABC new opportunities by introducing the new product services ahead of their competition. If you don't innovate, Chairperson and members, company directs, we must be innovative as SABC, we must be proactive as SABC, and we must be risk takers. One of the mandates of SABC that speaks to my heart, that is very close to my
heart. Recording in progress.
Is education. I will push for a content that is expiring, fresh, that is not outdated, and that is relevant to the majority of our people and all the South African, of which is young people. I will also go an extra mile to SABC.
Yes, I'm looking at your time. It's for South African Republic. Thank you. Introduction. We'll still have more time to interact with the members, and that will also be an opportunity to say that you wanted to also share, but I think they know you better from the CV to you now, having expressed yourself. Honorable members, I will then start with Honorable Fagu, followed by Honorable Mbele, and then Honorable Kubeka would be after Honorable Mbele. That will be the order. Honorable Fagu, so I start from the youth and get the mother towards the end. Honorable Fagu.
Thank you very much, Chair. Greetings to yourself, greetings to honorable members, greetings to your table, and thank you for Ms. Masango for forming part of our interviews. Thank you so much for showing interest to form part of the SABC interviews. We're indeed grateful as this committee to see young people like yourself educated, as we know that we celebrate the year of Mamushal Matraike, and I know that she'll be so proud to see that young women are scientists. Currently, you are a PhD candidate. So it's good. Thank you for your opening remarks. I think it will also help us giving a reflection of what I would want to ask you. And I'm grateful that as you were speaking, you are talking about innovative way how to change the content, which it's been something that as a committee we've been saying, and the SABC is in the process of its renewal, organizational renewal. So I have two questions for you. My first one, when we talk about innovative ways, what innovative ideas would you have to fast track to the rollout of DTT and use to grow the SABC that will be used to grow the SABC? And my second one is, what is your understanding of a public broadcaster compared to a state broadcaster? Those will be my two questions. Thank you very much. Thanks, Chair.
Can you please repeat the first question?
The first question, what innovative ideas would you have to fast track the rollout of DTT and how it will assist the SABC to grow?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for this. Can you please repeat again? Sorry.
don't stress, try and relax. My question is, what innovative ideas would you have to fast track the roll out of DTT, and how it will assist to grow the SABC?
Okay, can I take piece by piece? Then the content and the platform. I will ensure that I strengthen the content offering across radio, across TV and digital services, and promote for educational content and digital news in all indigenous languages, new telenovelas, both digital, content everywhere, content for everyone. And again, I will also push the digital migration, and so that we can move more to digital broadcasting TV. Because one of the benefits of this, it's better feature, better quality, more channels, more choice, more services. And by doing that, we will make money as SABC. And again, I will also ensure that we revisit the financial model that we currently have, and ensure that everyone takes their own licenses, and ensure that we have a lot of options and the content that's appealing to the 60% of South Africans, of which is the young people. Can you please repeat the second one?
My second one is, what is your understanding of a public broadcaster versus a state broadcaster?
Meaning the broadcasting act?
No. What is the difference between a public broadcaster and a state broadcaster in your own understanding?
In my own understanding, I think they are both at in the interest of the state, and that they are for. I don't think there is a difference.
Okay. No, thank you very much, ma'am. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Faku. I now recognize Honorable Mbele. Honorable Mbele. Proceed.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I hope I'm audible, and good morning to fellow members and colleagues and others on the platform. Mangi bingelele kuwe, Ms. Masango. Ngiyajabula ukubona intokazi eyasekhaya eNatali futhi. I'd actually like to give as much of my 5 minutes window to you to continue expanding on what you were saying towards the end of your opening remarks about your ideas for value add to the SABC for digitization, moving towards 4IR innovation, and just the championing of new products and inspiring, compelling content. But along that vein, I would like you to answer two of my questions as you continue to unpack what you were still busy with when your 5 minutes were finished. Firstly, excuse me. Let me just find my notes here. So firstly, in your observation and analysis of the SABC. In preparing for the selection process, what would you say is a key shortfall in the SABC currently? So if one was to give you an exercise of doing strategic gap identification, what would be that key shortfall that you would identify as being essential to address? And then my second question, keeping in mind that you're going to be unpacking what you started touching on. Often improving or turning around a system or an organization, is as much about taking away or trimming or streamlining something as it might be about adding or refining or improving. What do you think is something that might need to be trimmed, streamlined, or taken away as the SABC moves forward in order to make it a leaner, more agile, and more innovative public broadcaster? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. I will start with digital migration. What is its benefits and how can I push the implementation of it? One of its benefits, Chairperson, is that the radio frequency spectrum will be more efficient. It means that the broadcasting services can be provided using less frequency, and there will be an opportunity to develop new skills for our youth. And again, it will be better picture quality, more channel, more choices, more services. Because at the moment, I think you don't have that option as viewers at SABC. So if we move from analog to digital, we will have that option. And again, the subscription, most of the viewers, like myself, I want to watch TV at my own schedule, not according to the network's schedule. So we will create a platform for that where you pay as you watch, that kind of thing. And how can I assist in implementing this digital migration? Firstly, we have to develop a communication strategy, public awareness, customer support, and customer awareness as well. SABC must face past by educating our people, running campaigns through social media and influence. And then the key shortfall currently at SABC is their financial model. 3% come from the government grant, and SABC is a Schedule 2 entity. It means that it's supposed to be financially sustainable and not relying on bailout and grants. So we need to grow commercial revenue, various traditional and innovative way, and I just flexed it earlier on, and managing its cost, introducing the innovative trading and pricing model for radio, television, media safe, and also we must encourage our people to pay their licenses. However, abantu baseNingizimu Africa bayacwila we poverty. So we must also offer ukuthi bakhona bekwazi ukukhokhela ama licenses abo with the pace that they can afford. Now, and again, when I check their annual reports, they need to reduce the utilization of consultants and ensure that everything is in-house, reduce consultancy, and strictly management, of course. And again, the other key focus will be governance. They need to enhance their supply chain processes and address all the audit finding and ensure that there is consequence management in place, and again, risk management plan that is in place. And I will ensure that it's followed properly. It's not just a ticking box exercise, and they must promote compliance practices and ensure that every plans are in place, such as the risk plan, international control, and so forth. I'm not sure I've covered this.
Thank you, Honorable Mbele, for asking those questions and the responses. I now recognize Honorable Mkubeka.
Hello,
Thank you, Chair. Thanks very much. And also, Mangulele Nkathi Chuba ke uvulisa ke indokazi ke uSenamile Masango. Ngibonga noku nendlela ogcoke ngayo ukubonisa ukuthi amasiko ke into ekhona ke nasenhlizweni yakho. Indeed, we are much appreciating, especially a young woman just like you. On the issue of your qualifications, it is very much impressive, Sis Nomasa. Minage, I'll just have only two questions for you, because indeed I'm impressed to say on the issue of the content, you can see that on the side of the SABC, that's where we were having a challenge, and also we want also to have people who can come with some strategies in order to assist on that side of the SABC. The first question, please advise what in your view must be incorporated into the new broadcasting bill with respect to the SABC in order to improve its workings. The second one, the matter of digital migration has been spoken about over the years. What do you believe is SABC role in that process? It's only those two questions that I will pose to you, Gabok.
So in terms of the SABC bill, of which is it was just approved according to my research. So it's strengthening efficiency of the operation of the broadcaster, and we need to change the streamlines of the board and reform SABC funding and the TV licenses. So the role that SABC need to play on digital migration is to educate our people, run campaigns on social media using influencers, and strengthening the intergovernmental collaboration. I'm not sure whether I've covered you.
Okay, you have tried to cover me, Mam Nomasango Jaboka.
I hope I'm still audible, because it says I'm muted.
You are audible, Chairperson.
All right, thank you. I think as questions would have been asked, I just want to go back in trying to clear my understanding of your response. You've had many ideas on what could be done in the SABC and so on. Understanding that this vacancy, it's about the remainder of the period of the board, meaning that there is work that's happening now. How do you look at taking the ideas that you've shared with the committee to be considered in terms of what the SABC is implementing as a targeted operating model, where they are trying to turn around the SABC with the pillars that have been identified. Of course, some of those are matters that you've already spoken to about digitization, as well as looking at the finances and so on. So how do you think you could look at that, having assessed their turnaround strategy?
I checked their turnaround strategy. Their key focus, the financial sustainability, of which is a touch based on that, of which is good. The content and the platform, they are strengthening their content offering across radio, digital services. They are promoting the educational content, digital news in indigenous languages, new telenovelas. I think they have launched a Tsonga telenova. So they are moving into a right direction, and they are promoting this whole digital content everywhere and for everyone. And again, I've checked their HR, their the skill development. They are working on people and culture, because people and culture get things done, not the strategy. There is an implementation of the performance plans, which is good. In terms of governance, they are improving their SEM processes. They are also trying their level best to address all the audit findings. And they are ensuring that the consequence management. What else? Financial sustainability, content, HR governance, and yeah, I think there is that and digital migration. It's more about that into their strategic plan to turn around SABC.
Okay, I was still giving you the opportunity to then say how you will plug your ideas that you've shared with the committee, understanding what they do. It's unless you think you've made the point.
Okay, under HR, I will ensure that we attract and retain competent workforce. While doing that, Chairperson, I will cater for the youth, women, and people live with disability. And I will ensure that we do everything in-house and provide the platform to grow, and again ensure that we develop our staff where it's necessary, and promote a good culture. I think I've said it.
Thank you.
It will be just a repeat. Oh, okay, hang on. In the what I didn't mention. Okay, the introduction of innovative trading pricing. I've already said that. Encourage licenses, reducing of utilization of freelancers. Everything must be in-house. Reducing consultant services, of which is too high, and also threat management on their legal costs is also too high. I would push a compelling, informative, educational and entertaining content.
No, thank you, Ms. Masano. I know it's a difficult thing in the morning, but I can tell you that we've been listening to you attentively, and I take it that you have also been learning from the questions asked by members. And the key word is always relax and enjoy the conversation. Would not be closing without giving you an opportunity in 2 minutes on what you would want the committee to take note of before we get to the closure of this interview.
Oh, we've done.
Yeah, so would give you an opportunity. It's because I had indicated the apologies before, so the
members
are able to ask questions, and they would have done so. And therefore, it's an opportunity, as I say, for you to now address the committee in 2 minutes on having engaged this far. What do you think the committee should not from you? After that, I will then do the closing remarks. Thank you. Over to you.
When should we expect the result? And what is the committee is looking for? Because,
Thank you. Ms. Masango, as I said, as we move towards closure, but I must start by dealing with the point you've raised, which was also going to be something we'll deal with from the point of formalities, that necessarily the support staff that has been interacting with you in preparation for the interviews, in this case Mr. Ngoma, has been in touch with you for inquiries administratively. That's what Mr. Ngoma would deal with. But of course, because our processes are also transparent and open to the public, all the stages that we're going through are open to the public, including the interview that we have, the shortlisting that we did, all transparent. So up until a process where the committee adopts a report, that will also be a transparent process, and it will then have to go to the House. So until it has gone to the House, that's when a final decision is made for a recommendation for the appointment of a board member. So that's what would happen. Of course, in relation to what the committee is looking for in filling the vacancy, is indeed as advertised in terms of qualifications we look at. But of course, we also take into account the existing skills in the board and try and ensure that in our appointment process, we seek to enhance the work of the board and get other skills that may be missing in the board so that the board is able to function accordingly. So we look at the diverse skills as the advert would have asked for. But as I said, Mr. Ngoma would be ready to interact with you on other inquiries administratively that need to be dealt with. But I must say though that when you get towards the end, there's always the part that you make a reflection whether indeed we have achieved that we said in the beginning, that in this interaction you would learn from the questions that the members would have asked, which goes beyond the interview itself. But as well as that, ourselves as the committee, we get to learn from what you share with us. And the same with us, it goes beyond the interview, because the committee still has to discharge its work, especially the oversight that we do over the boards. That from what the people that we interviewed would have shared, we also go back to our notes and say probably this area would need to be improved if we are to take things to a certain level. As South Africans who came before us would have shared what they would have wanted to see from an SABC that represents the South Africans, not the mouthpiece of a particular party in the country, but South Africans generally. So I'm just saying that I also do hope that you would have learned from the members. Like we said, we'll also learn something from you. And we really appreciate that you made time to still come. We accepted gladly as the committee when you could not make it for the other day given the short notice and other commitments, but still wanted to hear from you, and that's why for the committee.
Sorry, okay.
So we really wanted to hear from you, yes.
Because of names, there's this area that is very important to me that I forgot to mention, of which I think it's very important: pushing research and development for technologies that are relevant to SABC. Research and development is very close to my heart, because I believe that as South Africans, we need to do our own things, to solve our own problems as South Africans. In line to that, I'm also a chairperson of research and development at Nexa, and again, I will ensure that the IT governance is threatened at SAPC, address the technologies issues and challenges that are facing the organization on IT, such as disruptive technologies, and again, ensure that SAPC is protected through cybercrime. Weeks ago, Transnet was hacked. So I will ensure that everything is in place in terms of technologies, in terms of IT governance. Thank you. I forgot because I was so nervous, but that is an important point that is related to me because I have a scientific background. I'm sorry, I forgot it because of names.
No, thank you. As I said,
I forgot it because of names.
Even beyond the interview, relax a bit.
I forgot it. So I'm answering your question.
Thank you, Ms. Masango. Of course, as I said, we have now moved to the closure of this engagement. Further inquiries could be made with Mr. Ngoma, because we'll now switch to another subcommittee that deals with a different matter. Once again, we really appreciate that you made the time to still come before the committee and engage with the committee. Thank you. So we'll come to the close. So Mr. Ngoma will then assist us in that regard. Thank you. Thank you, honorable members.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, I will try. I think that we're now moving to the MTPA. Chairperson, the candidate, I'm just getting here online now, otherwise she had been waiting and is ready to join in, so in the next few minutes she will be joining. Chair, for this subcommittee, I have not received any apologies. Safe to say that Ms. Matros had earlier indicated that she will be
Side of